So, at 6:24, to repeat if you just joined us, there is an enormous fire in downtown Minneapolis at the site of the old Donaldson's department store building, a building that has been evacuated because it was being wrecked by the Wreckers Ball, and of course Donaldson's have moved into new headquarters in the new city center. Fire is a five-alarmer. That is a big fire involving a lot of firefighters, involving a lot of equipment. The Minneapolis Fire Department has called in their brethren from St. Paul for help. The Minneapolis Fire Department is also looking to contact firefighters who are on leave today because of Thanksgiving. They're having a hard time finding some of these people. And if you are listening to me and you're a Minneapolis firefighter, they'd like to have you report to work. If you are a friend of a firefighter in Minneapolis and you know of this person's whereabouts, please contact him or her and have them report for work. A five-alarm fire in downtown Minneapolis that started in the Donaldson's department store building, the old one, the evacuated building. It has spread to the Northwestern Bank building right next door, and we are covering it for you here on Real Radio WCCO. We have Rich Holder on the spot with remote equipment and Dan Hertzgard, and we're feeding it through our facilities here in the Real Radio building two blocks away on the Cannon Mess. It is 6:26. It is now 32 degrees in St. Paul and Minneapolis.
Tom Thumb stores are featuring one quart of polka dot eggnog, only 99 cents.
The Cannon Mess, 6:31 at CCO, 32 degrees. A big fire in downtown Minneapolis, a five-alarm fire at the site of the old Donaldson's department store. The fire has spread to the Northwestern Bank building. And on the scene for us here at CCO is Dan Hertzgard. And Dan has as his guest Marshall Bush of the Minneapolis Fire Department. Dan?
Steve, this is Hertz. Yeah, Marshall Bush just stepped away for a moment. They're very busy. I've got a perspective about a block or so away from...
All right.
...location.
Dan, can you hear me? We're having a little problem with the transmission. You're cutting in and out because we're hitting buildings. Perhaps maybe just move a few feet back or forward or something and see if we can clear it up, okay?
Okay. Have you got...
Yeah, it's better now. Try it now. Just talk to me, babe. Now, we've lost him. We've lost Mr. Hertzgard. We're having problems with transmission. We normally would not have this problem if we weren't in downtown Minneapolis with these skyscrapers. Dan, we just, if you can hear me, we're having problems with where you're standing right now. We just can't pick you up. Mr. Holder, we'll try Mr. Holder now, see how he sounds.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me a little bit better than Dan?
We have no problem with you. You just go right ahead.
Okay, I know that Dan is up on the other side. Actually, he's up by the mall in 6th Street, where the bulk of the firefighting is going on in the old Donaldson building. I'm now at 2nd and 6th, which is just up the block from you, Steve.
Very good.
From where I stand, I can still see the Northwest Bank building very clearly, and you can still see 8 or 9 floors totally involved in flame. And as Assistant Chief Wall told us a few moments ago, they're not doing anything up there at this time because the firefighters are out of the building. And they have some streams of water trained on the lower 4 or 5 floors, keeping the fire down in that area, but the top is just being allowed to burn at this time by necessity. The sparks have eased up a bit, the shower of sparks. We now have one big pillar of smoke billowing up from the building. The fire did go through the roof some time back, so the complete Northwest Bank building is involved in the fire, and as Chief Wold said, he doesn't expect to be able to save too much of it.
Have any of the flames crossed the street, Rich, from the old Donaldson's building to the new Donaldson's building?
No, that's on the other side from where I am on the mall, but I have heard no indication that we just got a hose get away from us here that's doing a little dance in the middle of 6th Street, and I hope it doesn't turn this direction.
Okay.
No, I haven't heard that the fire has spread with any severity or any real problem to any other buildings around. As I indicated, they do have lines on the roofs of the Farmers and Mechanics Bank building and on the North Star right across the street across Marquette from the bank building, but... Luckily, so far, no reports of any major fires as a result of the fire.
All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to come back to you in a while. If you can catch your compatriot, Mr. Hertzgard, and tell him we're having problems with the transmission because of where he stands, you see.
Steve-O, can you hear me better now?
Yes. I'm getting you real good now, Dan. Have you got your guest with you right now?
Yes, I have. I'm standing right on the corner of 6th, and I have Deputy Chief Marshall Bush with me.
Dan, we just can't do it. We're just cutting you in and out.
Okay.
Okay, just try to perhaps find another vantage point to stand. We'll come back to you later, all right? 25-7 CCO Cannon Mess.
Ah, winter. Hills draped in white. Cross-country skiing. Brisk walks at night with a dog.
Once again, the big story we're following on the Cannon Mess tonight on CCO is a five-alarm fire. That's a biggie. It's at the Donaldson store, the old store that's been evacuated. As a matter of fact, they're tearing it down. But a fire broke out there about an hour and a half ago. And we've got all sorts of fire rigs on hand and firefighters. And eight stories of the Donaldson building have been affected. The next-door building, the Northwestern Bank building, has been affected. People have been evacuated. Minneapolis police do not want you to come downtown. They are afraid for your safety because of a gas explosion. They are also guarding other buildings in downtown Minneapolis from the flames. The flames have spread to roofs of other buildings, but they have wet those roofs down and are keeping the fire under control. We have two reporters on hand from CCO, Rich Holder and Dan Hertzgard. Mr. Hertzgard, on your microphone, on your remote equipment, please hold down that spring at all times. That might be the reason we're having a cutout on your microphone. Take it away, Dan.
All right, Steve-O, I'm just going to remain stationary here. We had to let our guest deputy chief, Marshal Bush, go. He's just across the street. I'm right on the upwind side here now at 6th and Nicollet. And I'm on the Nicollet Mall, and the whole area is just a shower of water, and there's a lot of cinders on the ground. There are people everywhere, but they've got most of the people cordoned back about a half a block. So as I stand here, I'm seeing a lot of flame, and it's almost a spectacular sight just to watch the old Donaldson's building and then over at the Northwestern Bank building. A lot of flames in the Northwestern National Bank building. Mm-hmm. They're watering the adjacent Pa Penny's building, the roof of that, and there's not a lot of talk at this time about the possibility of an explosion, according to Deputy Chief Bush. He says that at this time they're not completely terribly concerned with that. And I'm going to try to catch up with him in just a little while, Steve-O. So why don't I let you go for now, and I'll get back to you.
All right. Well, I'm glad you cleared us up on the explosion, because earlier they were worried that there would be an explosion, and your transmission is coming through perfectly now, Dan. At 19 minutes before 7, it is 32 degrees here at CCO. Our temp, 32, the low by morning, 12. 25 will be the high tomorrow.
Hey, federal employees, good news about Blue Cross and Blue Shield coverage.
Let's talk about the fire again here on CCO. At the old Donaldson's building and in the Northwestern Bank building. A block from where I sit here in the CCO building at 6th and 2nd, we have Rich Holder, one of our CCO News Bureau reporters. Rich, what's the deal on the traffic?
Well, Steve, as you've been indicating, the fire department and the police department don't want people downtown for obvious reasons. They're not letting anybody within a block of the building, so if you do come down, you're going to have to stand quite a distance away. What I'd like to point out is that the people are trying to drive to this fire, and that's even sillier than people walking to this fire. So if anyone out there is driving, for Pete's sakes, if you have to look, park your car a good distance away and get a little exercise.
All right, Rich, 17 before 7, CCO, 32 degrees.
Here's great financing news. Participating GM dealers are offering low 10.9% GMAC financing on new 82 GM cars.
That one by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney. The fire department has now instructed their own firefighters to get out of the Donaldson's building. They're asking their firefighters to evacuate the Donaldson's building, which is ablaze in downtown Minneapolis. The fire has also spread to the Northwestern Bank building adjacent. It is a five-alarm fire. We're following it for you here on the CCO.
I'm sorry, sir. We don't have your size.
I'm sorry. We don't have your size.
Dan Hertzgard is on the scene with a mobile unit of ours here at CCO Radio. Dan, what do you have?
I'm now on 7th and Nicollet here, and I have Deputy Chief Marshal Bush with me. If I could get him to come over here for just a moment. And, Chief, give us a perspective at this point of the fire now. How do you evaluate it?
Well, right now we've got several floors of the Northwestern Bank involved. The original origin of the fire was in the partially demolished section of the old Donaldson building, and it appears to be moving into the newer section of the old Donaldson building at this point.
Steve Cannon just mentioned that you're pulling some of your people out of the old Donaldson's building, urging them not to get in there.
That's affirmative, right.
I noticed that that you have a number of fire rigs here. Do you know just how many you have now?
I would say 16, 18 at this time point.
And what is your jurisdiction?
I've got charge of the, I'm deputy chief in charge of the west side of the building.
So what stage is this fire now? As I look, I see flames through all of the upper windows of the Northwestern Bank building. Is it going to grow more yet? What stage is it at?
It's still out of control, and it would appear that it, in this section where we're standing, it could expand more yet.
Is there danger of any explosions that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of at this time.
Are you aware of the cause or the start of the fire? There was speculation about a possible gas explosion.
I haven't heard. I have no idea how it started, except that it started apparently in the old demolished section.
With your experience, what would you say, how much longer before this fire is going to be under control?
Oh, I would hesitate to say at this point. I would say we're going to be here for another 4 or 5 hours.
All right, thank you. That's Deputy Chief Marshal Bush here, Steve.
And, Hertz, how many people does he have there?
I'll ask him. Marshal, how many people do you have here?
We have about 60, 65 people here at this time, I believe.
How many from St. Paul?
And how many from St. Paul?
We have three companies in Minneapolis from St. Paul, not at the fire, but covering other stations.
I think the St. Paul people, Steve, are covering the other stations that, that of course, they would have to cover. I'm standing within maybe 75 feet of huge flames and smoke coming out of the Nicollet and 7th Street side of the Donaldson's building. Most of the action is on the 6th Street side right now, and they're pulling me back right now, Steve-O, because it's starting to spread over to this side. This is Rich. The power from the hoses is incredible. From Penny's to the old Donaldson's building, that skyway, all of the glass is completely broken out of there, and I watched one of the hoses literally blow a semaphore, a streetlight sign, right over, Steve.
Mm. All right, Rich Holder's also on the scene. Rich, what do you have?
Well, Steve and Dan, the reason that the fire is probably making headway on your side, over on the 6th, near the corner of 6th and Marquette, they're now getting water on the fire higher up in the Northwest Bank building, I would say up to the 10th and 12th floors. They have a hose on top of the Farmers and Mechanics Bank building that is now pouring water in about the 10th or 12th floor level. And, of course, that's going to drive the fire the other way in the building. And, of course, that's what's causing the heavy cloud of smoke that's billowing up now, is that the water hitting the fire. So it appears they're making headway on it from this side.
Thank you, Rich. It is now 9 minutes before 7. I want to do a commercial here for Food Shelves. 32 degrees in the Twin Cities right now, low by morning 12, high tomorrow 25.
You can find hunger and malnourishment all over the world.
My thanks to Rich Holder and Dan Hertzgard, who were tremendously adequate. Now, I can't kid around about that. They were both excellent. They're at the site of the fire at Donaldson's and the Northwestern Bank building. And we'll keep you apprised of what goes on there as we move along now with the news and then the Jim Rogers program. This is Cannon. Stay tuned now for Steely Dan.
This broadcast airs late in the afternoon on most stations, so if you're listening to the radio right now, you're probably still cooking or on your way to where the cooking is. Dan Rather reporting, CBS News.
And you're listening to WCCO Minneapolis-St. Paul. Coming up on 7 o'clock, a major fire in downtown Minneapolis. Dan Hertzgard is on the scene. Dan, we have about 40 seconds for a report from you ahead of CBS News on the hour.
All right, thank you, Jim. I'm standing again at 7th and Nicollet. I'm maybe 20 yards across the street from the Donaldson's building. The fire has been growing in my direction, and it is heading right over this way. The third floor windows are bursting. Flames are orange. Flames are blue coming out of there, maybe 20-foot flames, and the glass is breaking and falling in this area. We'll be keeping an eye on it.
Thank you, Dan, very much, and we'll check back with you in just 2 or 3 minutes after CBS News. Currently, mostly cloudy skies in the Twin Cities, and our temperature reading at last report was 32 degrees, winds from the south at about 7 miles an hour. Coming up on 7 o'clock.
CBS News. CBS News.
It's 7:06 at WCCO. I'm Jim Rogers. As you know, there is a major fire burning at this time in downtown Minneapolis. WCCO has reporters Rich Holder and Dan Hertzgard on the scene. First of all, let's go to Dan Hertzgard for this updated report.
All right, thank you, Jim. I'm standing on the Nicollet Mall and near the southwest corner of the old Donaldson's building, which is has been blazed for some time now, as you know. The firemen have been rerouting some of the hoses over to this side because the third floor now, most of the windows on this western perimeter have been broken out within about the last quarter of an hour, and it's been nearly frightening to stand here because these enormity getting wet at this very moment, watching some of the fire, and when we see those blue flames coming out, we wonder if it might not be gas. Walking up to me right now is the Deputy Chief Marshal Bush. I'm going to see if I can't catch him for just a moment and get an up. Chief Bush, can we... We're getting wet standing here. You've been rerouting some of the hoses to get at this third floor where all the windows have exploded out, haven't they?
That's correct. Yeah, we've rerouted hoses down to try and work on that. We're still looking for some assistance.
Is this, you mentioned earlier that this building, you're concerned about its not being fireproof. What does that mean?
Well, that there's sufficient wood structures, walls in there to burn out, to take away the support.
Do you see the likelihood of this entire structure going?
Hard to say at this time. It would appear that this is being contained in this one floor.
We were watching a few moments ago some very large flames, 15 to perhaps even 20-foot flames coming out of these windows, the glass exploding from the heat. And also I was watching some very blue-colored flame coming out. Would that have indicated gas?
It's possible. I don't see it anymore, so I think the gas has been shut off, but it's possible it could have been some copper plumbing or something like that up in there.
Okay. Well, Jim, this is Hertz, and we're standing by, and we'll throw it back to you, perhaps get a report from Rich a little bit later. That was Deputy Chief Marshal Bush, by the way.
All right, Dan, thank you very much, and needless to say, anytime, feel free to interrupt. We'll be back to you whenever the situation warrants. For what it's worth, Minnie Gasco tells WCCO Radio News within the past few minutes that the main lines, as well as the service lines to Minnie Gasco, were disconnected a couple of weeks ago. Now, a crew is standing by near the Northwestern National Bank building, another crew right outside our WCCO studios, and they are prepared to disconnect the industrial valves there if any threat is determined. So it is difficult to tell at this time whether or not there was any gas involvement, but in talking with the people at Minnie Gasco, they were inclined to doubt that there was a gas involvement, at least at the beginning of this particular blaze, which is now burning in downtown Minneapolis. Right now, let's go to Rich Holder, who is on the scene and has more information for us.
Well, Rich. Jim, we're on the northeast side of the Northwest National Bank building at 6th and Marquette, where the fire was particularly heavy a while back. Since that time, at this moment, the Northwestern Bank building is pretty much obscured by smoke and steam. They now have three high-powered lines reaching up to about the 15th or 16th floor of the building, so they seem to be getting a handle on the fire at this end. One is on the top of a hook and ladder truck, one is on top of Farmers and Mechanics Bank, and the other is on the ground, but reaching higher than it was before. There are still a number of hot spots that we can see on the north side of the bank building. One, they have had one stream of water trained in for quite some time. There is still a lot of falling debris. A lot of the window frames keep falling out of the building, so they are keeping people back considerably. We're happy to say that we still have no reports of any injuries to firefighters or anybody else, although there are a lot of people and the police are having a lot of trouble keeping them back from this fire. I don't know why that is, but some people just have a death wish, it seems. But stay away if you are coming downtown. Don't try to get close because it is a dangerous situation. They are getting a handle on the fire on this side of the building. At least it appears that way.
Any indication how long that this siege is going to last?
Well, when we talked to Assistant Chief Wold a while back, maybe 40, 45 minutes, they would hope to get men inside the bank building as soon as possible to fight the fire from inside. At that particular time, they weren't reaching the upper floors with the hoses. Now they are, so I really can't say how long it might be.
Okay. Rich, obviously, we'll be back to you very shortly. We'll get an update on the weather here in just a couple of minutes, and we will continue to keep you abreast of all the developments. As we indicated earlier, Minnie Gasco has informed WCCO Radio News that the main lines and the service lines to Donaldson's, that is to say the old Donaldson's, were disconnected a couple of weeks ago. There had been reports from bystanders and people in the area earlier this evening that there had been some gas involvement with an explosion which presumably started this major blaze at the old Donaldson store, which is now spread. However, Minnie Gasco doubts that could be the case. However, they do have crews standing by near the Northwestern National Bank building. They say they are ready to disconnect the industrial gas valves there if any threat in that area is determined. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll keep you abreast of this major fire now burning in downtown Minneapolis throughout the evening here on WCCO.